Hello, parents and carers of Parkside Community School. This is the latest head teacher letter. It's Mr. Kelly here, proud head teacher, who hopes that this messaging that absolutely aligns with the letter that I've written finds you all well. And as the half term continues, our students continue to bring real purpose and positivity across the school. Classrooms are calm, focused, and as I've been walking the school, their commitment to learning from year sevens to year 11 is very, very clear. So thank you for the support that you give at home, and thank you for ensuring that your child attends school every day. I think it's important we keep the emphasis on every student accessing all their learning every lesson. Last time I wrote to you, I spoke about students and in learning, and I spoke specifically about a review that was taking place of toilet access within lesson time. And that was just to ensure that learning is protected, student needs are met, and staff are supported in applying a consistent approach. Now, we are not banning toilet access in lessons. What we're looking for is in trying to avoid that all possibilities. And I think at this point, it's really important that I share medical toilet passes remain in place and are exempt from any general expectations, and genuine urgent needs do occur. We're aware of that. So staff will absolutely use their professional judgment and allow a brief exit at an appropriate point in the lesson in order to support learning and well-being. But really, we're looking for students to plan their day so that toilets are used at brunch and lunch as their primary opportunity to avoid interrupting lessons and to interrupt learning. So over recent assemblies and mentor time, we've discussed with students how to make good choices so they can access all of their learning every lesson. And following last week's student feedback, I can announce that we will be moving at brunch and lunch to a single sex toilet. So after the Christmas period, we are hoping that our new reception area is completed. You may have seen that if you visited the school recently. And the new reception includes additional student toilets on the outside of the building for social times. So this will hopefully be starting in January 26, and of course it's subject to completion. So if your child is out at brunch or lunch and they need to use the toilet, we'll be sharing in assemblies this week that they will be single sex at brunch and lunch, which means that the boys will be able to access the toilets in the canteen and female students will be able to access the brand new toilets in the new reception area. If there is a child, in order to ensure inclusivity, gender-neutral toilets in the A block and the B block toilets will remain available during social time, so that any transgender or non-binary students or any student who prefers them can have facilities that align with their identity. So therefore, if the students need or would like to use gender-neutral toilets, they will be available on the A and B blocks, and we'll be sharing with students how to access them. And this change is designed to help more students feel comfortable using toilets at social times, reducing movement during lessons and keeping the focus on learning. And that was based upon feedback that we've had from students in terms of the brunch and lunch opportunities and the push for single-sex toilets, which we're going to adopt. Now, whilst we recognise that some students will occasionally need to leave lessons, frequent lesson time, toilet visits, reduce learning, increase anxiety, return to class, and certainly disrupt the flow of teaching for everybody, you'll know that our school ethos is caring about the choices that will shape your future, and teachers know which part of the lessons are vital, and we decide the appropriate moment to support a child or a student who needs to leave, protecting both learning and well-being. To reinforce our expectations, if a student leaves, on the rare occasion they go to the toilet during a lesson time, or if they delay their return, this will be reinforced with a level one negative point. So other examples of level one negative points include chewing gum, lateness to lessons, a mobile phone or electronic device use in school. And as you know, if a child gains 6 level one negatives within a week, this results in a 1 hour SLT detention on a Friday. So this week I'll be speaking to students at assemblies. I spoke to Year 11 this morning, and I'll be sharing the expectations and the reasons behind them. And I'll also be sharing some of the changes that we made based upon their feedback. The big one, as I've mentioned, are the single sex toilets. I'll move to that when the new reception is completed, hopefully January 26. But we will be hosting a parent carer drop-in, and that'll be, in the library. So Thursday the 4th of December, this Thursday, between 6 and 7. If you are a parent or a carer, you have any questions or comments about toilet use in lessons or protecting students' learning, please come along. Members of the senior leadership team, including myself, will be available to answer any questions and hear your comments. So that is 6 till 7 on Thursday the 4th of December in our library. The aim is to create a fair and supportive approach that helps students succeed in their learning, feel safe and have their well-being needs met. So thank you for your support in this area. Next point is the Year 11 mocks. They start again at the end of this week. So the best of luck to all our Year 11s as they get stuck into those. Please encourage your child to attend every exam on time and to be well prepared. In terms of our communication to parents and carers, as we move into 2026, we will be moving away from text messages as a regular messaging tool to parents and carers. So school communication will be via the ARBA Parent app and by email. So please ensure that you are signed up to the ARBA Parent app, and please contact us at school if your email address needs updating. I will share dates for this transition in the new year. Thank you for those families who joined us for our first upcycle event on Thursday the 27th of November. All items that were present, from baby and children's clothes to toys and books, they were absolutely free to our community. And we're grateful to everyone who donated, and we're really grateful to those who attended. We cannot wait for the next one. There'll be another one as we start 2026 after Christmas. So please stay connected with us. Please stay up to date with our latest news, highlights and celebrations. Follow us on social media. There's so much to celebrate at Parkside every day. You'll find us on Facebook, Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter. And all you have to do is search Parkside Community School Chesterfield. It's a great way to stay informed and to share in the successes of our students and our staff. Dates for the diary: Year 7 Parents Evening this evening. If you are a parent or a carer of a Year 7 student and you've not made appointments yet, please do contact us at the school and we can definitely fit you in to meet your child's teachers. We have a couple of community events. So the choir is singing at St. Augustine's on the 9th of December. We also have the community Christmas dinner on the 19th of December for those parents and carers who have signed up for that. That's 11:15 start. The last day of term will be the 19th, Friday the 19th of December, and students will be dismissed at 12:30. And then on the Monday the 5th of January, we have an inset day just for teachers. So students will return to us after the Christmas break on Tuesday the 6th of January. Thank you for your continuous support and keeping the focus firmly on attendance, firmly on learning. And by working together, students, families and staff will ensure that every student reaches their full potential. We look forward to the run up to Christmas and all those opportunities and fantastic events that we plan to run at Parkside. And as always, please don't hesitate to get in touch if there's anything we can help you with. Have a fantastic week.